Casey Eichfeld hadn't quite been born the last time the World Championships were in the U.S. 25 years ago, but the way he puts it...
I was sort of present. My mom was a volunteer slash judge at those World Championships, and she was 6 months pregnant with me.
Now, Eichfeld has already been to 2 Olympics, and over the weekend, he competed for another trip to the World Championships.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the 2014 U.S. Slalom Whitewater Team Trials here at the U.S. National Whitewater Center in Charlotte, North Carolina.
The rapids here are man-made, and the race is kind of like ski slalom. Joe Jacoby is CEO of the USA Canoe and Kayak Governing Body.
You're competing on rapids, and you are paddling around poles that are strung from wires above the rapids.
The poles are either green or red. Green, you shoot straight through.
The red poles are upstream gates where you actually go below them, paddle upstream against the current, and then you go back out into the channel.
That part can be brutal, and it's why you hear a lot of this. The canoes and kayaks the competitors use look almost the exact same, except the canoes are a little bit wider. Devin McEwen races one of them.
All the boats that we compete in are what people would think of a kayak as looking. They're enclosed. You know, they're not like a canoe like you would take out on a lake.
In fact, there is nothing leisurely about how they use them.
Go, go, go! Keep it clean!
The course is 1,000 feet long, and the fastest competitors finish it in about 90 seconds. John Eddins from Charlotte couldn't believe how easy they make it look.
It's fun to come out and watch, you know, similar to going and watching, you know, a PGA Tour. You know, seeing those guys do what they do as well as they do it, I've enjoyed it thoroughly.
So did Hannah Anderson from Gastonia, who often whitewater rafts here.
And it's nice to come out here and be in the same waters as these awesome people and get to watch them compete. It's really cool.
So if we were watching you right now, what would it look like in comparison to these guys?
I would be on my back in the water with my feet up trying to get back into my raft. It would not be very pretty.
One of the racers who made it look easiest was Ashley Nee.
It's Nee powering right through there, over to 11. Let's hear it for one of your top American paddlers, Ashley Nee, with determination.
Nee finished second in that heat, and she was pumped as she carried her kayak out of the water.
That was so much fun.
And despite the cold water and strong winds, you heard that a lot.
I think that's kind of a good marker of when you're having a good run, because it's a lot of fun. And you're just like, yeah, I nailed that move. And in this case, I get to share it with a good buddy.
That's Casey Eichfeld again, who had just finished racing a canoe with Devin McEwen. 14-year-old Tyler Smith from Huntersville says he had his best race ever in front of what was basically a home crowd.
I feel great with all my friends coming, watching me. I told my teachers here yesterday from school, so it's great.
Smith had already qualified for the U.S. junior team and almost made the adult team over the weekend. Ashley Nee will represent the adult team at the World Championships this September. The event is in Maryland, where she's from.
My entire career, it's always been in Europe. And for once, we're having the Europeans come to us. It's an opportunity that the entire team is excited about.
Including the guy who was sort of there the last time it was in the U.S., Casey Eichfeld. 25 years after his mom helped judge the event while pregnant with him, the two will be back at the World Championships. This time, Eichfeld will race, and his mom will cheer him on. For WFAE News, I'm Michael Tomczyk in Charlotte.